Hello, humans, and welcome back to another episode of Sports Conversation. Hope you're having a good day, good life, wherever you are in this world. And welcome back to another episode where we're going to talk absolute all things fitness. So this is one that is very applicable to pretty much everyone in the modern society. If you hear me sniffing, that's not me doing something illicit and out of the ordinary. It is me sniffing on a Vicks stick because I, for some reason, cannot seem to unblock my sinuses, which is just great, isn't it? It's just great when you're just in an endless pit of being ill for your whole life. But other than that, I'm absolutely fine. Thank you for asking. So let's talk about it today. So how can we improve, like, how can we just get more active within sedentary jobs? Okay, so that's the topic of today's podcast. Like, 99% of people work at desks now, whether that's at home, whether that's in an office, call centres, even kind of police staff, shift workers, ambulance workers. Most of you are sat down. I say you because I manage to stay on my feet most of the day, like obviously personal training and stuff like that. If I was purely remote coaching, so online coaching, which at some point is going to be where I'm at, that would be my reality as well. And these are some of the tips that I used when I was solely doing that, and what I recommend for my clients, okay? Because realistically, we know, like, your daily activity, so activity outside of exercise, is something that is so important in just maintaining not only a healthy lifestyle. So I think there was like a longitudinal study that if you do 10,000 steps a day, it increases your life expectancy by a decent amount, and we're talking like years. And in terms of a fat loss and calorie and weight management's perspective, and just a general fitness and kind of mental health perspective, like, if you can increase your just general activity, you will be in a better place metabolically because you will burn more calories across the day. We can then have scope to manipulate that if you're going into a fat loss phase where we can increase your activity through steps and manipulation like that. And you can just make sure that you're in the best place kind of mentally and kind of physically so that you can be the best for yourself and for your work again. So, and for your family if you have one, for that matter. So here are some 10 steps that I would recommend on how you can increase or overcome sedentary jobs to improve your fitness and fat loss. Okay, so one is, like, to set activity reminders. So it's easy to set up reminders. So set hourly reminders to stand up, move around, take a short break. Like, most of the time, like, meetings will take an hour if you're on the computer. Move around, have a little bit of a movement break, go downstairs, do something, and set yourself targets to do to break up these kind of long periods of sitting, okay? Of course, this might seem like such a small thing and such a, like, minuscule drop in the ocean, but again, if you do 10 movement breaks a day, you might get up to 2,000 steps, depending how big your house is. Likewise, if you've got a garden, go walk around the garden, or if you have a longer break, walk around the block, okay? Next one is quite an easy one, is obviously prioritize a daily step count, okay? So every client will normally have a step count unless you're bulky and you're struggling to gain weight. Well, I just say don't move, drive everywhere and get a mobility scooter. But aim for a daily step count, because what that can do is just means that you aim for it. And what you can do then is schedule your day somewhat around it. Not that it's going to be the focal point of your day, but right, I've got to get 8,000 steps today. I need to at some point go out for like a 30-minute walk. 30-minute walk is nothing in the scheme of 24 hours. So do walks during your lunch breaks, park further away when you do park somewhere, if you're going to the office, using stairs instead of elevators. All things like this are going to add up. If you go up and down the stairs like 3 or 4 times a day, that's going to be 400, 500 calories, depending on how many steps it is. Next one would be to incorporate, and if you have this is one that's like, the next few are kind of disposable income kind of things, but incorporate desk exercises. So simple things you can do, so like, well, it's not simple, but you can look at like walking pads. So I have had clients use walking pads in the past. In fact, someone in my first photo shoot used a walking pad and they got incredible results with it. They just had, when they were doing emails and very kind of non-intense work, they would just be walking on their pad so they could just be like doing emails, responding, XYZ, things that don't take up too much bandwidth, admin, and then with the deeper work, they could sit down and actually focus, okay? Likewise, if they're in an important, where if I'm from New York, important meeting, you wouldn't necessarily want to be bobbing up and down, but if it was like one where your face is not on screen, you could walk, and if you're just listening and observing, you don't necessarily have your face on, you could definitely go on the walking desk. Again, you could try like certain things in your kind of fitness breaks or your activity breaks. So you could do push-ups, you could do sit-ups, you could do squats, just to keep yourself moving. Again, if you don't necessarily have the time to move around, you could just actually create that on the spot. But those are kind of very minuscule things. But again, movement is movement. Another one is to create an active commute. So if you live in London, like, chances are you'll be commuting to Central or around there. Like, that is going to be your kind of your bread and butter. Like, just make your commute as long as possible, in a sense that, like, get off a tube stop early, walk that extra kilometer, You could think about walking or biking. Again, depends how far away you are, but the easiest one is to like get off a bus stop early or a tube stop early. I know sometimes you have to kind of pluck up the motivation to do this, but again, it's a low-hanging fruit in you kind of reaching your activity target. Next one is like using standing desks. So standing desks are quite good. So obviously like you're going to burn more calories stood up than you are sat down. There's probably going to be some benefit to kind of leg strength overall. And just kind of general posture, because like sitting down is just not ideal. They're not necessarily going to help you improve your activity, but they will probably help you just improve your daily calorie output. Next time, we'll like utilize your lunch breaks for workouts. So whether you go to the gym or you get a home gym, make sure you are doing something in your work hour to kind of work towards that goal, whether it's a jog, whether it's a walk around the block. Physical activity here is going to help you boost energy levels and obviously kind of prioritize you getting that kind of activity in, which is subsequently going to build into you actually kind of hitting that activity target. Next one is like, again, schedule regular fitness breaks. Again, this kind of links to everything, but just make sure there's stretches, there's exercise in there, there's quick walks around the block or walks around the office. So you're breaking up your day with scheduled routine breaks. Next one is like create a supportive environment at work, okay? So whether you're in the office, like get an environment and a community of people who want to be doing the same thing. Standing for meetings, you could do walking meetings, which is some people do, which is quite cool. And this environment can really improve and increase your likelihood of kind of progressing towards that activity goal. One thing that's also kind of very important is like track and monitor your progress. So use fitness trackers to monitor your steps, your workouts. Obviously, take them with a pinch of salt if you're tracking calories, because again, they're like normally massively kind of disproportionate to what you're actually doing. But again, they're going to build and they're going to facilitate kind of build accountability around these habits, okay? And another one is like embrace active hobbies. So when you do have time off, evenings, weekends, make sure you are doing something active. Again, this treads a fine line with becoming burnt out, but just make sure you're doing something, like go for a longer walk on the weekend. Remember, just like calories are like currency, so are steps. So you can build up steps on the weekends, and this is something I do for my clients all the time. If you're playing rugby, go out and do like 15, 20k steps on the weekend, and then weekdays we can pull them down slightly because you created that buffer for the weekend. So that would be my kind of 2 cents on how to increase your daily activity with a very sedentary job. Again, if you're sat down for 8 hours a day, like there's still time for you to get some form of steps in. You just need to be very efficient with it and use all the tools I've just spoken about. So other than that, have a great day, great life, and I'll speak to you soon.